welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com here from the El Pacifico, a Friday night. This is the final day in our third week of a reboot here of our radio show. I'm Phil Hendry. With me is Margaret Gray, Bud Leonard, or Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. Don't say anything, because every time I make a mistake around here. We're very happy to be with you tonight. We have with us Mr. Stephen Bozell, who's going to be discussing the whole NSA and spying thing, which has gotten so much conversation and so much discussion going around the country. Who's spying on who and why? And why is the government doing all the things that they're doing? And why is there this and why is there that? And why is there even a Patriot Act? You know, Steve Bozell joins us here on the Phil Hendry Show from Corona, California. Mr. Bozell is a very familiar person to many people in our audience. Because, Steve, you have, you've done your fair share of taking on the powers that be with a lot of different lawsuits.
Well, you know, Phil, it's nothing that you want to do. It's nothing that you hope to do. And but that's a legacy that I want to leave to my children and leave to my wife. God bless the all of them. You know, I'm hoping someday that they will, benefit from the things, the work what I've done here.
All right, so let's talk about the National Security Agency, this Patriot Act provision, which is allowed for many years, allowed for the domestic surveillance of people, phone records, so on and so forth. Let me ask you what your plan of attack is as a private citizen, what you would encourage the Obama. You've got some kind of noise in the background there. What's going on?
Oh, that's a fire. They're fired scooping water right now, because where we live is in a cul-de-sac here, Phil. We did have some fires here earlier.
Is your home okay?
Oh yeah, our home's fine, but we're allowing the fire department to use, and we're very fortunate that we have this resource, Phil. That we're allowing the fire department to use the small lake that I have on my property here to use to scoop water and to deal with this fire.
Where is the fire now?
The fire is. Approximately, I'd say, it's not a big fire, it's in the Barranca, and they have it contained. They're using water just to really soak the ground around it. It is in a Barranca, probably not more than, I'd say, a quarter of a mile away.
So are any homes threatened?
No, sir. We don't have any homes threatened right now. We almost did have some homes threatened up here in the in Collier, right up here in Collier on the Ridge. And there are two other subdivisions that are relatively new. We're in an older area of the city, and so a lot of the homes around here are further spread out. We have a couple of acres here, and
That was zoned for horses and stuff originally.
Yes, sir. It was originally zoned for to have livestock, to have some farmbred animals, horses, and so that's why our property's a little bit bigger.
All right, I didn't mean to get sidetracked. We're talking with Steve Bozell in Corona, California here. And what you're hearing in the background, folks, is a some kind of a fire department plane, right?
Yes, sir.
And they scooped the water up?
Yes, sir. And we went ahead and gave them permission to go ahead and use our pond. And there's other areas around here, lakes around here that they can use. Probably up there at Butler. There's a recreation area. And
if it's an emergency, they can go ahead and just do what they got to do, right?
I'm sorry?
If it's an emergency, they can go ahead and do what they have to do.
Well, yeah, I mean, they can go ahead and do what they got to do, but we hope and we certainly do expect that they will at least engage in the ritual of asking permission, may we use the water, because what happens is, Mr. Henry, you're gonna have, I got family members here, and if they see me standing near a pond or near a body of water that I own, and the fire department has just made a unilateral decision, oh, there's some water there, let's take that, and no one has consulted with me. It tends to debilitate your strength, in front of your family. It tends to debilitate, it emasculates, and it sounds childish.
Well, but if you have an emergency...
Yeah, okay, hold on. If you have an emergency, of course... But at some point, I'd like them to at least come over in front of my children and say, may we use your water instead of taking it, because that will tend to... Children are... They see everything in black and white. And the man may just be there taking the water, and maybe there was a misunderstanding. But for a child, their father just basically had to submit to a humiliating act, and a child doesn't see it that way.
Well, children, I think children, well, you know what, Steve, you're absolutely right. You're the father. Good luck to you on that.
I don't need it. Yeah, thank you very much, but I've got it under control. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Steve Bozell with us here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We've got Steve on because we want to talk to him about the NSA and about this surveillance of American citizens and so on and so forth. When did you decide to get involved in this issue?
When the original Bradley Manning and Edward Snowden stories broke, I wanted to look into it because I had voted for President McLean, not for John McCain, and then I voted for Mitt Romney. And now comes Obama, and we found out about domestic spying. So the first thing I want to find out was this something that Obama did? And I found out, and I think a lot of Americans probably, that this really started with Bush. And
with the Patriot Act following 9/11.
Yes, with the Patriot Act. And Obama was saying, well, that's what's going on. Here comes another one right now. See, my kids are out here right now. See, Dad gave us permission. Yeah, I gave permission, honey. My daughter is asking why they're doing what they're doing. My daughter goes to CK Corona School, and it is a very liberal school, and she will report back to the teachers.
No, I know. You've given me that the impression that I have of that relationship seems very strange. We've talked about that. Staying with the topic.
Yes, sir.
Staying with the topic is the NSA. So Obama and all of this NSA surveillance, all of these things going on with the security apparatus of the country, born of the country's fears following 9/11.
Yeah. And they take the airplane. Say it again, Phil.
I said, if you're distracted, sir, do you want me to...
No, I'm fine. And my daughter is just to see. Here comes again. Now watch what happened. Yeah, I gave permission. My daughter's concerned. I gave permission. Yeah, look at that right there. See? Look at it. I gave him permission to do that. My daughter's concerned that I didn't give permission. I'm sorry? Hold on. Castration? My daughter's talking about... No, honey. No. Daddy's not castrated. Wow.
What happened?
Well, I think you know. Okay, what do you want to talk about?
I want to continue to talk about the NSA and the domestic, surveillance, spying. Are you all right?
Not really. My daughter just said that I look like I've been castrated by the fire department because I'm standing here. April, honey, why don't you talk to my wife is here. Why don't you take her inside and get her out of here? Just get her. Because I know that she's going to report that to the school. Wow.
Are you going to be able to go on with this interview?
Yes, sir, I will.
Because the distractions here, including the noise...
Well, I have to be here to make sure they don't take... I have to be here to make sure that they take the right amount of water. Can you hear me, Phil?
I barely hear you, sir. If we're going to have a discussion, I need to be able to hear you. Let's take a break here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I would ask my engineer, Bud Dickman, if you wouldn't mind, get on the horn. The phone.
All right, wait.
Don't go reaching for a bugle. What is that thing doing in here, by the way?
That was the horn that Dean Wheeler wanted us to destroy that he got from that lady.
Not the lady. That's the horn that he didn't like in Emeralda's the horn player.
What are we doing with a horn from his band?
He wanted us to destroy it. I don't know, Phil.
Okay, folks, we'll be right back here. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. Our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. Phil Hendry Show, coming right back. Wanted us to destroy it.
Yes, that's all I know. That's all I know, it's all I will know.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 10 o'clock here on the El Pacifico and 1 a.m. on the Eastern Seaboard and everywhere in between, we're received loud and clear. Stephen Bozell has joined us from Corona, California, longtime contributor to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and a man who has, he's talked with us about all kinds of issues, parenting, the owning of a business, the dealing with employees, the dealing with issues between employee and employer and next door neighbors. We've run the gamut with you, Steve, over the years. And right now we're talking about something that sort of is far further afield of your interest, and that is national security. And this all came down with the and the noise you're hearing, folks. But what we have to do is we have to go someplace else, but you can't, huh?
What I need to do, Phil, and again, this was a fire that I thought would be tamped down earlier, but I do need to see what they're doing. I do need to see what they're doing. I thought that they would be done, but they are continually taking water from, we've got about the 2-acre pond here, and there's a good amount of water in it, but they're coming in here and they're sucking water out of it like it's, like we're giving it away, like it's some kind of a hobo. The fire department, in a way, see how he's coming low like that? Hey, April, see how he's coming low like that? Is he supposed to do that? Bill, is he supposed to do that?
Yeah.
I don't know. He come in real low, Phil. Come in real like he's trying to buzz me or...
No, they don't.
Roy Hutchins, my next-door neighbor. Roy, do you mind, Phil, if I just ask a question?
Go ahead.
Yeah, they supposed to come in low like that, Roy?
What are you worried about?
I'm worried because they're coming in low. They're buzzing me. I know it's not a war zone. I'm sorry.
Do you want to continue talking about this?
Yes, sir, I do, because I think this is a symptom of the problem. When you talk about a government that is surveying people, that is got a microscope stuck way up there. Look at it right here. See, he's buzzing me. Hey, I'll go over and I'll tell that guy he's taking too much water.
You can't do that.
I can't do that? You want to watch me do it? You want to watch me do it, Roy? Hey, Roy, you want to watch me? My neighbor, Roy Hutchins, is laughing. He's doubled up laughing right now. What are you laughing at? So in any way, okay, Mr. Annie, I'll stop. The National Security Agency, when President Bush, he was all, woo-hoo, I want to do a Patriot Act.
Well, what does that mean, woo-hoo? What does that mean?
Well, I mean, President Bush, I think, is the guy that pushed everything. Obama is simply just doing what the law says, and the law says that the Patriot Act is the law of the law. They passed a law basically saying that you've got to obey this law, because the Patriot Act was so suspicious for a lot of Americans. It was for me, it was for you, it was for a lot of people. It
wasn't for me. I didn't have any problem with the Patriot Act at all, because I didn't, to be honest with you, I did not see the immediate impact. It's tough to hear.
I know. You tell that guy to get up higher, because he's buzzing my property. He's scaring. I've got about 13 head of sheep over there. Are you with the fire department? Because he come in real low, and I think he's getting his laps. Well, I got my wife and my next-door neighbor here who believe that the whole thing is a big hobo circus, and they're having a real good time. But this guy has come in low twice now. Look at that. He's trying to buzz me.
What do you mean he's buzzing you? I've been hearing this for the last 5 minutes. What does that mean?
Are you yelling at me? I mean...
Well, sir, either you want to talk about the NSA or you want to talk about the fire department buzzing you.
They're coming in low for kicks. They're getting whoever's flying that aircraft for the L.A. County Fire Department. They're getting some kicks. They're getting their cookies. Buzzing, buzzing probably buzzing the retard down there that they see me. They just see a retard.
Okay, I want you to watch your language, because you do have children present. Your neighbors are there as well, and we're on the radio, okay?
I understand, Mr. Ernie. I apologize, but what's happening is I think these guys, for jollies and for laughs, they're up there joyriding, because I think most of the fire is out, so this is a joyride. This is a joyride. So don't you think so, Roy? My neighbor says that right now the fire department has probably 90%, 95%, I don't know, but it's probably 92% contained or 91 or something. And now this is what they're doing is they're just going, this is a get-your-cookie joyride. They're up there just scooping water and probably dumping it on the freeway. What are they doing with that water? What are they doing with the water out of my pond? That's all I want to know. I'm a Constitution. I pay my taxes by the Constitution. See, there they go again.
Sir, you don't know what they're doing, do you?
No, I don't.
All right, then why would you make an assumption that they're dumping the water on the freeway, or this is a get-your-cookie joyride, or whatever you're saying?
Because, Mr. Henry, they've been doing this all afternoon. The fire's got to be out by now.
But can I just tell you something? I'm not an expert, but I do know that they continue to pour water, even when the fire is out, they continue to pour water on the area because they want to make sure all the hot spots.
No. I know all about it. I don't need for you. I know all about it, okay?
All right. Then you know what I'm saying is true.
What are your credentials?
Because I saw a fire right in front of my house being fought, sir. There was a fire broke out right across the street from my house, and I watched the fire department come in and take care of it. You know.
You watched a fire that burned in front of your house?
Yes, sir.
Okay, look at them right now. See, look at them getting their kicks.
Woo!
Yeah, I might as well play. God, I hate that so much. I want to call the L.A. Fire Department and find out why they're doing some sort of a little street race, having, you know, get your cookie time and...
Okay, you know what? Either you're going to concentrate on what you're saying to me, or I'm going to hang the phone up.
I have not done anything wrong, sir.
You're not focusing on the topic at hand. You're talking about the fire department. You don't know what they're doing. You don't understand the job, I don't think, sir.
Oh, and you do?
I know that they're not up there joyriding. They're pouring water on a hot area of land that it needs to have water poured on it because that's what...
Listen how you're stumbling around there. You're making it up as you go.
Well, Steve, this is Margaret Gray. I'm the co-host. I don't think Phil's making it up as he goes. I agree with you that Phil is stumbling around and making it sound as if he doesn't know anything, but I think he does.
All right, I'll take your word for it, but...
Oh, well, that's nice.
Well, you're going like this. You're going, well, and another thing, and...
Well, how do you think you sound?
What's that? I can't hear you. Hold on.
Oh.
Hey, you tell that guy he buzzes my daughter one more time. I know that, but they're getting down just low enough where he can do... They're very juvenile, huh? You know as well as I do, he could hang his butt out the window. He could pull a BA on this. One guy hanging his rear end. Hey, I'm talking to you, sir.
What's going on now, Steve?
I'm talking to the fire department guy. Sir? All I'm saying, sir, could I just ask, sir, one guy hanging a bear out the window, that's going to cover a good 5-6 square miles. That's all I'm saying. If he was on the ground and he BA'd it, only a guy in the car next to him is going to see it. But if you're in an airplane and you pull up, you know, I hate to be juvenile, huh?
I don't know what he's talking about.
No, if you're in an airplane and you press ham, about five. Well, okay. See, this fire department guy is he's a douchebag.
I think you're being very unfair. I think you're being ridiculous. I think you have not focused on our topic at hand. I think you're impugning the integrity of the L.A. County Fire Department, one of the great fire departments in the world.
Oh, well, you got to say that. You're on a radio.
No, I don't have to say anything, you crazy. I don't have to say that. I've watched my whole life what these guys go up against. And you're talking about these guys joyriding in one of these...
You don't even know what... Like, here he comes again.
What are they doing, sir, other than scooping water up and then going out and dropping it?
I'm suspicious because it's been going on for a couple of hours.
It's going to go on for at least... I'm going to tell you right now. I don't care if it's a fire they got out. It'll go on for 5 hours, man. And not only that, they'll have choppers in the area looking for other hot spots. That's what they do.
How do you know...
Because I talked to the firefighters when they were fighting that fire in front of my house. They were telling me. Did they come out with the foam?
Look at that. I'm telling you right. Just hold on, Phil. One guy pressing ham. You see that 5 square miles? Well, okay. I'm being childish.
You know, I don't understand you, man. Pressed ham.
If a guy presses, you know what pressed ham is?
Yes, I do. Okay. Are you telling me?
he's laughing now. He's laughing. My wife's what? My wife says she doesn't blame you. That is a betrayal.
Steve, I don't have a lot more time for this insanity. Either you focus on what we're talking about or I have to hang up.
All right, can you give me just a couple of minutes?
All right, hold on for a minute, because I can't go on with this.
Well, he's making a good point.
What point is he making?
He's saying, Phil, that if the fire is out and these firefighters are taking the time to get their jollies...
Oh, please, will you? Come on, man. They've got a command structure they have to answer to. They've got guys that are going to be, where are you? Is the fire? Yeah, well, and land the damn airplane. This is not, you don't go up there in those planes, man, like it's 3 o'clock in the morning and nobody knows you took it out and you're having your kicks. The whole freaking world is looking at those guys. They're right out there in the middle of a very populated area. And this whole thing about pressed ham you can see for 5 square miles.
He's right.
Yeah, if you think about it, Mr. Henry,
No, I haven't thought about that, bud, so thank you very much. Because I haven't taken the time to, quote, think about that. Yeah, I'll tell you what, if a guy hangs his bare ass out of an airplane, well, that means that you can see that for many, many, many square miles around the area, as opposed to if he just did it in a car. On the freeway. We'll be right back, folks. We've got to get Steve Bozell. We do? All right. We're getting him under control. And we're going to talk more about the NSA, about President Obama, about just how America's turning into a, you know, a terrible fascist state. Yeah, right. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. Every night till 10 o'clock at the El Pacifico, 1 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch. With me is Stephen Bozell of Corona, California. He's been out with his family and neighbors as they watch a fire being fought in the hills around Southern California. They live out in Corona, which is part of what we call the Inland Empire. It's eastern L.A. County, and we are attempting to have a conversation here, though, Mr. Bozell, about the NSA, about what you have done as a citizen.
Yes, sir, and I apologize, Mr. Annie, because we've taken a great many steps.
And now, I want to ask you, is the L.A. Friday, I can still hear them scooping water?
Yeah, they're scooping water out, but I found out from the, how you doing, Bill? Yeah, they're scooping water. I found out from the L.A. County fire guy here, he is very cooperative with me. His name is Battalion Chief. Hello?
As many as seven.
Hello?
Are we on the air? I heard some, okay.
What's going on, Mr. Henry?
Nothing. I heard some. I heard a commercial fired at our master control.
What's that mean?
Don't worry about it. We're fine. Pardon, okay.
Attorney Houston. Attention, mesothelioma patients. If you or a loved one were exposed to asbestos years ago, this may be the cause of your mesothelioma lung
cancer.
I'm
hearing commercials here.
Billions of dollars
folks
have been set aside to compensate mesothelioma
okay,
sufferers,
we need to get all
and you
that
may
out
be entitled
to
a tax-free share of that money,
of
even if you're simply a family member. Make a
Mr.
free
Bozell
call to 800-764-3000.
Never mind. I want
to
talk to you about this
NSA. Ask for your free mesothelioma information kit. Compensation to pay for medical bills and treatments may be available. Many mesothelioma patients were exposed to asbestos and didn't even know it. Secondhand asbestos exposure can also cause this mesothelioma cancer.
I don't know, but I'm gonna find out. The NSA.
Hold on. Are you taking more water?
Let's hang up on this guy.
Why are you hanging up?
Because you haven't been doing what I.
Let me do it, Phil. Phil Henry is in a great state of agitation, which generally, and excuse my language to everyone out there, just turn. Mr. Bozell, you don't mind if we put you on hold, and then you answer when we take you off of hold. Is that all right?
Well, ma'am, I'm not...
Okay, what we're going to do, Phil, just go get yourself... Did we get the... where are the Yoo-Hoos?
I don't want a Yoo-Hoo.
Go get a Yoo-Hoo. Did you buy them, bud?
Yeah, I got a case of Mr. Anders. Got a 24-pack.
Well, isn't that nice?
Go get a Yoo-Hoo, please.
Look, Margaret, this is my show.
Get a Yoo-Hoo. Get out and get a Yoo-Hoo. I'm not kidding, Phil. Get a Yoo-Hoo.
Jeez.
No. Not jeez. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Margaret Great. Now, what I'm going to do is, Steve, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear.
Okay, that's enough of him. I'll ask the question, then I want you to respond, but don't bore me. And if you start talking about the men taking the water or BAing or pressing ham or anything else, we will put you on hold. Do you understand that?
Well, yeah. All I'm trying to...
Okay, good. He understands that. Steve, my question for you is this. When did the NSA... What did you first do to take steps against the NSA doing the domestic spying?
I'm trying to tell you about the L.A. fire.
Okay, so he didn't respond to that. I'll ask you again, and I'll continue to put you on hold if you don't answer my question, and my question alone, do you understand that?
It hurts my feelings, man.
All right, I think that's a yes. What did the NS... What are you doing...
Okay, let me have it.
Phil Henry's back now. Did you have your Yoo-Hoo?
I had my Yoo-Hoo, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Phil Henry.
Put him... Steve, you can see what happened. I got kicked out of here to have a Yoo-Hoo.
Well, I don't have a Yoo-Hoo. I don't have no Yoo-Hoo.
All right, that's fine. The National Security Agency, the CIA, the FBI, all of these entities that are a part of the security umbrella that covers this country have come under great criticism and suspicion. What have you done to address this problem as a private citizen? What have you done that has garnered this news coverage that I've seen you get in recent days?
First thing we did, Mr. Henry, and first of all, I want to say thank you to the Los Angeles Fire Department for finally, in the name of everything, thank you for stopping taking water out of my property.
Okay, that's all been taken care of.
Okay, the second thing I want to mention is the fact that, and I'm sorry, Mr. Henry, but you were allowed to go and have a chocolate-flavored,
Do you want to go get some chocolate milk?
Okay, thanks so much. You really are, you're despicable. I don't even know how to say it.
Despicable?
Yes, I think that was the word. You got him to hang up. And I think this is an example, Phil.
Yes, Jerry.
No, wait, hold on.
No, this is an example of how you do not handle guests well. You've got to be able to talk to these people so that you get them to feel secure, so they're not scatterbrained and scattershot.
What did I do wrong?
I'll list it. You didn't take his concerns seriously. You should have said, well, Mr. Bozell, if you're concerned about this, what can we do to help you? You wanted to stick to the game plan. What do you say in football? Don't you people, you football fans, don't you say something? You've got to throw the game plan out.
I guess.
Yes, you should have done, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, well, that's a good point.
Oh, well, okay, so I throw the game plan out, and then what?
If he wants to talk about the L.A. County Fire Department BAing his daughter, my God, you're going to have to talk about it.
And as we talk about that, do I now label the hour your mental health hour?
Phil, don't be sarcastic.
I'm not being sarcastic. I'm asking an honest question. If this guy wants to talk about the L.A. County Fire Department pressing ham and shocking his daughter, what are you laughing at now?
Well, it's funny the way you put it.
Well, guess what? When I was laughing about it a half hour ago, you thought it was all very serious.
It is serious, but you've destroyed the hour. You butchered it beyond all recognition. Now you can have a laugh over it.
Yeah, you might as well, Mr. Henry, because you butchered it beyond all recognition.
Well, isn't that great? So we just caved in a whole hour of radio. Well, now we can laugh about it. That's not how I play this game. I play to win, see? I play to win. Ow.
Well, quit hitting yourself in the chest.
Yeah. All right, so Bozell hung up.
And that's your fault. Now, we can get Bud to try to call him back, ease him back into the discussion. You know, I had the very first person that trained me in this business was Nell Perchable. Do you remember him?
No, I do not.
You don't?
No.
Nell used to say when you did an interview, you had to provide, excuse me for saying this, ladies and gentlemen, but you had to provide the lube. You were the lube. And the guest, well...
That was the thing that had to have the lube on it.
Why are you looking at me like that?
You're kidding, right? What is this about?
It's about easing them in.
Yeah, it's true, Mr. And a lot of times you don't want to just take a guest and jam them in. Yeah, you ease them in.
Yeah, so you got to be the lube.
Well,
you know something? I think you guys are about as stupid a crew as I've ever heard on the radio.
Phil.
No. I've been listening to you. And probably we'll hear from David Hall here in a few minutes. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. It's borderline obscene.
Oh, grow up.
No, you grow up. I'm the lube. I'm talking to a guy about the NSA, national security, and all of the other things that are going on. This clown is looking at the L.A. Fire Department putting a fire out, and what's his big worry? What's he worried about? Not whether his house is going to burn down, not whether or not we are being spied on by our own government. He's worried about some joyriding firefighters pressing ham against the window of the fire...
Of the fireplane?
Yes, of the fireplane.
That's not what you called, Mr. Henry.
I know. He's worried about that. He's worried about his 12-year-old daughter being scandalized by some firefighters flying by and hanging their bare asses out of a window.
Well, now we know how much you care as a parent.
I do care. You know the thing I care about? I care about a kid being exposed to a jackass for a father. How about that?
That's pretty bad. You shouldn't talk about people like that.
I'm talking about him that way. I feel for the kids of this country sometimes. When I see some of these parents who, they're not fit to have a mule. They shouldn't have a dog, let alone a kid. They're dumb go baby. And the kids are exposed to all kinds of stupid behavior. That guy standing out there, his daughter was probably humiliated. And he's got his neighbor laughing at him.
Are you done?
No, I'm not done, Margaret. I may go on like this for the rest of the show. How do you feel about that? I guess maybe you can call up Frank and have him come get you.
I'm trying to help you and all your...
Yeah, look at what you did.
Margaret, I didn't mean to yell. Oh, look at... I'm not trying to yell at her, okay?
That's what you did. You're yelling all about everything, man.
Well, like, somebody's got to take control of the show, and I'm the guy to do it.
Yeah, and you go a lot like it. You're talking like a tard. You're all messed up. You sound like you had a stroke, and half your brain's collapsed.
Yeah, man, sound to me like you're asking about.
You know, one of these days when you guys learn the English language, I'd sure as hell like to speak it with you.
What don't you get about asking about?
But like everything? I'm talking about a radio show. Yeah, I mean, I don't know whether to laugh or cry with you clowns. Thank you very much, Mr. Bozell, here on the Phil Hendry Show. Well, it's time to move on. And what now what?
Back on.
Is that you, sir?
Yes, sir, I'm back. I was convinced to come back on by Mr. Peabody or whatever his name is.
His name is Bud Dickman.
Well, all right.
Hold on for a minute.
You just got him on and put him on hold?
Yes, because we have to break.
Got to get it together, Phil. You're flipping out and everything.
Thank you very much for all of your concern there, Bud. I appreciate that. Yes, I am flipping out. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com, and we're going to be coming back here to try to salvage what's left of this hour and talk about national security and not guys hanging their bare asses out of fire planes. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. Hey, welcome back to world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Let me turn the fan off here. We've had a heat wave here in
California, man.
It has been hot, and it's the first time it got hot in these parts all summer long. So it's been insane. I wanted to just stop down. You know, we are, as I said, this is our third week. We're concluding the third week of the reboot of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And I know that I flipped out there, and I think everybody is kind of weird. Do we have Mr. Bozell still on hold?
Yeah, he's wondering what's going on.
Just tell him, Bud, for me, that we'll get to him in a couple of minutes. I want to explain something, because we've had a couple of technical glitches here. It happens, and I can tell you, folks, not only do I do a show as the quote-unquote talent, I used to be a session engineer myself, which means I was the guy that pushed the buttons.
Yeah, Mr. Bozell, he's right now, Mr. Henry's just talking and talking and talking. Oh.
If I hear you open your...
Don't do it on the air, Bud, you...
Yeah, man.
Let me get him here. Hi, Steve. Never mind. It's okay. How you doing, sir?
Well, I'm okay, but I feel a little bit like I've been sort of not treated with decency.
Okay, I apologize, sir. We've got about... we had a whole hour, and now we've got like 9 minutes to talk about national security.
Yes, sir, but, I mean, well, how much did we do, what did we do the other?
Oh, we were talking about the, you don't remember?
Yes, sir, I do remember that we talked in part about the firefighting that was going on behind my house. You tell me the whole hour?
We spent about the whole hour talking either about them taking water, you know, scandalizing your daughter.
What are you talking about?
You said that you were afraid that these guys were joyriding and hanging their asses out the window.
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay.
That's the whole hour we did that?
You better believe it, buddy. The whole hour. So let's just take these moments, and in the time we have, we can get a lot done. We're talking here about the Patriot Act and certain provisions that suddenly became a controversy. Suddenly became very serious. Why do you suppose that is?
Well, for me, Mr. Henry, the seriousness of the Patriot Act come into fruition. When I did hear about it, and I heard about it with the arrest originally of the American soldier, the private in the U.S. Army, then also this man, Mr. Edward Snowden, who alerted the American people to the fact that they're being spied on,
Right, but again, this was something that was years and years old.
Well, yes, sir, it was, but, you know, they didn't say nothing about it.
What? Who's they?
The government. They just passed the law. And I know you're going to say, well, the Congress passed the law. Yeah, they did. And you probably say...
Well, let me say it, okay?
All right.
As voters, we should be aware of what's happening in the Congress of the United States. These laws were being passed. I remember the enormous debate over the Patriot Act that took place, the enormous debate over the constitutionality of the Patriot Act, the enormous debate between conservatives and progressives as to the usability, as to the advisability of this law. I mean, it was a big, big thing.
It was a big thing, but it was also, and this is something that I think we have to take into consideration, I think of every American, it was also... The conversation was not exciting. It was tedious. People didn't want to hear it, didn't want to pay attention to it. And that's, if you'll notice, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire become one of the biggest shows ever right about then. And that, I have to say, is not my fault.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire became a big show, and you're saying that's why? Because the laws that were being passed were boring?
Well, the discussion about them was starting to get... 9/11 was a very... It was terrible. It was bad. It was also very exciting and interesting because of how everything got blown, how it all blowed up. All right? And so everybody paid attention. But then when they started talking about laws, it's all I'm trying to say.
Well, you know, Mr. Bozell, these reasons you're giving as to why you're not aware of what was in the Patriot Act just don't pass muster, as we like to say. It's all well and good to say the discussion around the passage of that law was boring, and that's why Who Wants to Be a Millionaire became number one. But nonetheless, as a citizen, you should be aware of what's happening. You should be aware of what's being proposed, what's being passed, and what's being implemented, don't you think?
I think, yes, sir, I should. But I also have my own dignity that I want to look in. I have my own dignity that I want to look into, okay?
What do you mean, your own dignity that you want to look into?
What I mean is, just as my daughter stood next to me, my beautiful 12-year-old daughter, and watched as an L.A. County fireman pulled his pants down.
Did he really do that, or are you just saying that?
I'm saying in my mind he did.
Well, Steve, that's not the same thing as it happening.
I understand that, but as a father, you have to look ahead.
Well, you didn't look ahead when they passed that Patriot Act, did you, sir?
I do not want to be yelled at, sir.
You didn't look ahead when they passed the Patriot Act, did you, sir?
Are you calmed down?
Yes, I am.
Well, it doesn't sound like it.
I'm...
May I talk with Miss Gray, please?
Steve, this is Margaret Gray.
I think you're far more lovely to look at, Miss Gray, if I may say that.
Thank you very much.
And I'm not hitting on you or anything.
I appreciate that.
Better watch out, Margaret. He might hang his rear end out the window.
What? Okay, that does it.
This is another guy that can't hang the phone up. What's the story?
I hung the phone up, Mr. Henry.
Then why are you still talking to me, sir?
Oh, boy.
This is another guy. Is there something we can do for our listeners to help them hang up phones?
I don't know. What kind of a phone are you using, Steve?
Regular phone? It's just a regular phone. It's just a regular phone.
So it's not a cell phone?
No, it's a phone with a cradle.
You need a cell phone. You need to just push a button and it hangs up.
No, I'm too much of a retard.
It sounds like it to me, but one thing you can, that you can do is not feel so lonely, because there's a lot of people that can't hang phones up when they call the show.
Dad, I can't hear you, man. I'm trying to hang the phone up.
I'm telling you, this is the most bizarre hour of radio that I've ever been privy to, watched, or been a part of.
Bill, it all goes back to you, the host. Now, I know that you're doing your best.
Yeah, I think you ought to hear that. That's a very good point, if I may.
Go ahead, Robert.
Mr. Henry, as she said, it all comes back to you. You're the host. You're the reason. You drive the engine. If the show was a treadmill and it was powered by a hamster, you're the hamster.
Yeah, you would be the hamster.
Well, sometimes I feel like the hamster, okay?
Well, I mean, I don't know what that means.
If I feel like I'm a hamster on a treadmill.
I'm just saying, if it was powered by kerosene, it was a bicycle, if it was wind power, you'd be the sail.
Yeah, you'd be the sail. Well, maybe you'd be the wind.
No, he'd be the sail. He's not the wind. That gives Phil... He's not that powerful. He's a sail. He catches the power. The power is out there. It's not Phil.
Okay, can I say something?
Well, hold on. So you have the power. Wait a minute. Yeah, you would be the wind, because I just said he's a hamster.
Well, a hamster, what do you think the hamster is? What do you think? Just exactly what kind of power do you attribute to a hamster?
I'm saying to you that a...
You let me just not have this conversation. I understand it. It all comes back to me. The buck stops here, which, by the way, we had an occurrence this morning where our website went offline, and it was as the result of a domain slip-up, domain name slip-up. And everyone stepped up to the plate, took responsibility. It was fantastic, and I was very proud of my crew. And I said, you know what? We screwed up here. We screwed up there. But one of them, my partner over there, Darren, he says, hey, you know what? The buck stops with me, man. I said, that's all that we can ask. That's all that we can ask for.
Well, what does that mean?
What does it mean? It means that what we want out of people is responsibility. Take responsibility, because then we can say it's your job. If you take responsibility and say, you know, I'm the guy, you're the guy, then we know who to train better. We know who to put back in the driver's seat when you have been trained better. We know to make you better. You help us identify the problem. You help us strengthen that part of the chain. I'm Phil Hendry, and this marvelous metaphor and speech brought to you by, I don't know.
By Yoo-Hoo.
Yeah, by Yoo-Hoo. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 855-507-445. Phil Hendry Show.
Brought to you by Yoo-Hoo.